It's huge.
Yeah, Bennett and I are celebrating.
I yelled happy birthday, stranger, when he came in. That has to count for something.
We'll see.
Yes, it was very touching.
Yeah, see, I'm going unicorn on this one.
Maybe a better idea.
It's a very festive birthday.
Best birthday ever.
Fair.
I think I'll go chin strap so I can do this.
We are party hat jauntily tilted
angle,
to the side.
Yes, but now I have to.
Yeah, if anyone also wants horns, I have like another 4 hats, I think.
4 hats?
4 more.
Oh yeah, I suppose
comes
they don't
in a pack
in
of 8 because
hats.
That just.
Let's see, headphones and party hat.
It works.
It's
kind
working,
of.
I think.
Kind
I
of.
Don't know how I look.
Super handsome.
All right, that's good enough for me.
I made sure to get the stripy one so it fit if you're a winter or a summer. I care.
I feel like a rainicorn from.
Yeah.
Adventure Time.
A little bit.
I feel like.
But you two look more like rainicorns than I do.
How do you know what
you're just
you look
a jaunty
like?
Rainicorn.
Yeah, I'm a fancy pants rainicorn.
Such an Adam Erdman face.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Because.
I have a face.
It's Adam Erdman.
It's mine.
And it's his face.
So, we're here. Woo!
Losing some water weight in this nice heat.
Indeed.
You're gonna be able to eat us after this. We're gonna be cooked.
Eh.
That's gross.
It's more like we're clams being steamed.
That's still a form of cooking.
No, I understand.
Be a clam.
We're all gonna open up, that's all.
It sounded very Dr. Phil there. Oh, we're gonna open up. Guys.
We're gonna open up. I just don't have the weird southern drawl.
Nor do I.
But you do lack a doctorate like he does.
It's true. I could be a pompous asshole, too.
Oh my god, the transformation is complete.
Now, if I switch it to British, I could be Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, you know what I've been watching?
But he's nice to waiters.
Oh yeah, he's nice to waiters. I mean, I'm nice to waiters.
Oh, good. I have a feeling Dr. Phil isn't. I feel like he looks down on them.
I'd believe it.
Like he looks down on most people.
Speaking of Gordon Ramsay, I've been watching Kitchen Nightmares on Netflix.
Haha, he has so many shows on Netflix.
It's pretty fantastic, actually. Katie and I came up with a drinking game for Kitchen Nightmares. And there are things like, anytime Gordon Ramsay adds candles to a restaurant, you take a drink. Anytime a waitress badmouths her own restaurant, take a drink. Anytime... Gordon Ramsay says, fucking hell, and walks away, take a drink. Anytime anyone says nightmare, finish your drink.
Oh, jeez.
<Wow.
laughs> But it only usually happens once per episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the frequency of a lot of those would be kind of hit and miss.
Yeah.
It'd almost be like, you could do minimalist ones, like take a sip, anytime somebody chops something really quickly. Or like...
That doesn't happen very often.
No, because really. They're bad cooks.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I
for
figured
the
there's that
part.
Transition
Let's
toward
see.
The end. Like it's maybe Gordon showing somebody how to cook or that transition.
Oh, anytime a girl says that Gordon Ramsay is cute or has some sort of feelings
you
for Gordon Ramsay,
you must be watching
Ramsay,
the American one then.
Yeah.
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 I watched one episode of the British one and I was just like, this is so different.
People think that guy is cute?
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay, the like scrunched face blonde guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the
No thanks.
Some of the girls in these restaurants that he's visiting across America think that he's cute. It's probably just the British accent though.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
That goes a long way.
It does. Yeah, thanks.
Plus they're being filmed and that makes you say all sorts of crazy things.
True. Yeah, you're still kind of quiet. So,
I'm also not talking very loud.
There we go.
Is this better? I talk quieter when we're here because I know I'm generally really loud.
Maybe Maybe we should do one of the pillows to kind of prop you up a little bit more.
Force you to.
No, I'm not six. I can talk louder.
Well, it's more
I'll
about
be louder.
It's more of a facilitating
I'll
comfort.
Like, I'll yeah. be louder. I'll
it's,
be louder.
It's being
I'll
comfortable
be
and being heard.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
But they're reading pillows.
Yeah. If you.
Those just remind me of me being a kid.
If you change your mind.
Thank you.
Well, I have two of them,
yeah,
so I'm a double kid.
My parents used to have them, and I used to think it was super cool if I used them. I don't know.
I was like the rocking chairs, like the I would call them like gaming chairs. We never had the pillows though.
The ones that were on the floor and you could lean
with no
back.
Ass.
Yep.
You could lean back and like balance yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those were great.
Yeah, whereas just kind of like mine.
Not quite a J.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I never had any of those myself.
Me neither. Though I remember there was one like really high tech one at Target. Every time I was working there, I'd see it's like you could plug in all these things.
Yeah, speakers
and these
in the
speakers
chair.
In there. It's like, wow, that's a really weird ass chair.
Yeah.
I was like, when I get older, that's what I'm going to have.
Yeah.
My only furniture.
All gaming
what
chairs.
What more could you possibly need? Just grab that.
Well, apparently a couch.
Yeah.
Couch. Love sack.
Oh, the love sack.
Ottoman. Sofa, love seat.
Are you just naming
recliner.
Furniture?
Recliner.
You're just naming furniture.
Yes,
now
he
that's
is.
What you're doing.
I love lamp.
What about a chaise? A chaise lounge.
Chaise. Is that what is a chaise?
A chaise
I was gonna
lounge,
ask.
I think, is the they sell. Okay, so they're at IKEA, but they're like a chair, but it's the bottom part is longer.
Isn't that a chaise? Or
what a chaise.
Because I was actually thinking about getting one of those mutant couches that has the, it's like a L-shaped thing.
Yeah, they're on like L-shaped things a lot.
Those seem like a little awkward for like having company over.
So great for cuddling.
Well,
it's
a nice corner piece. It's not.
Yeah, I know. It just seems awkward.
I know.
It's like, oh, we're going to sit on the couch, and oh, I'm going to sit here and lean back.
Well, right, I mean, obviously that's going to be the owner, whoever lives there, that's their spot.
Yeah.
That's the spot you want.
It's like the throne.
Right, exactly.
No one sits higher than the king, or no one sits more comfortably than
yeah.
I feel
the
like
king.
You could just
no one
have
is more
the
outstretched.
Bottom pop out if you want to put your feet up.
Well, then
there's
just
an
your
ottoman.
Recliner, but it doesn't look as nice, and then you got to deal with the thing, and then it.
The
I would
Ottomans
rather just have the chaise.
Yeah.
And they're more mobile.
I agree.
Right?
I agree with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I could see an L couch. Those are cool, but I don't like the chaise. That's just. Takes up too much space.
Yeah, it's a chaise lounge.
Are you sure it's chaise or is it chaise?
Chaise.
Yeah, is that chaise or is it chaise?
IKEA people say chaise. Because I know I was
They're
actually
Swedish.
Looking at one
I think
at.
Chaise is.
No, I mean the people who work there, the employees.
Yeah, I know.
They weren't Swedish.
All of them are Swedish.
Especially
like
the ones who barely speak English.
Yeah. Tracy
Maybe
from Roseville.
Very Maybe
Swedish.
It's like how we all call it IKEA, but it's actually IKEA.
Yeah, that's never going to
that
change.
Is that serious?
I'm serious.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Like for real Z's?
Yeah, for real Z's.
Wow. You didn't know that?
All the reals.
No.
Me neither.
What? Things I am learning today. So much.
I keep knocking this hat over.
Wait, you're wearing... Oh, no. The hat was on the chair. I gotcha. I was like, you're wearing a hat and headphones and a party hat.
Bennett, you sound kind of
it.
Like Dan.
A little bit.
With the microphone.
A little bit.
It's very confusing.
I don't think so.
Well,
I've spent more time with Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever humor
yeah,
I
was
like,
that was
I
totally
have a super
like
nasally voice.
Oh, you're
voice.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's Chaz, right?
It works both ways.
It's a cross
but
between
not,
the
no,
two.
No, but it's not Chase. That's what you were saying. You said Chase. It's not Chase, like the credit card. Or like
I
to
thought that's
chase
what I heard.
Someone.
It sounded like chaise.
Right. It's either chaise or chaise.
I'm an ugly
again.
American.
Do it again.
Let's do German pronunciations here.
Hard
sounds.
Play, you damn thing.
Did you find that little YouTube video thing?
Yeah. It won't load past zero.
Chaise.
Or chaise.
But it's not a hard
chaise.
Chaise,
yeah. Ugly American.
Smart multicultural person.
What? Oh.
Oh?
Poofs. They're cool.
That's
It's like an ottoman, but it's just like a big ball of...
Or slang for a gay person.
What are you talking about?
I don't know either.
Talking about...
I know it's furniture.
Furniture, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope.
Chaise or chaise or something.
Chaise.
Chaise.
It's a poof.
Chaise. It's like a ball. It's like a... It looks like... It's like a fabric ball, but it's got some structure to it.
It has like a lot of like firm stuffing in it.
Yeah.
They sell them at CB2 on Hennepin.
Yeah.
And probably Target. And
I just want like IKEA. Wooden benches Crate lining my barrel. Walls. Hard wooden benches.
There's been no furniture. Mm. None.
Super minimalist.
Did you ever read Matilda?
Oh, yeah.
When she goes to Miss Honey's house. Mm-hmm. And Miss Honey just has a little crate. She has two little crates.
Oh, yeah.
And then she has a little... paraffin something.
I don't know. I saw the movie. I never read the.
Yeah, you know who's in that movie? I know Adam does.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
No, you always know that girl's name.
Yeah, I do. I do know the girl's name.
What is her name?
Meryl Wilson.
I just saw a BuzzFeed article of.
Or is there a reuniting of all of them?
No, I saw that too. No, but I saw a BuzzFeed article of like 10 like kid stars that you won't be like you should be following on Twitter, and she was one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so it just shows like who they were and it, you know, like what were they famous for? What are they doing now? And then like a sample tweet. And so it was like her. It was like half the cast of Little Rascals. It was.
Oh, I was thinking of like olden times Little Rascals. Like, I think they're dead.
No, the recent ones.
No, like the movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
The kids are our age.
Whoopi.
So, yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Whoopi Goldberg was in that, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Apparently the girl that plays Matilda. Do you guys know that guy with glasses? His stuff?
No.
I vaguely remember that.
You're a guy with glasses?
I was going to say, you have glasses. Yeah,
she like helped do like a web review of that movie. Like he did the review and she like...
Oh, yes. I just remember that guy with glasses. Okay. Yeah.
I don't like know it. It's weird. I just sort of like know of it because it's all over TV tropes.
I've only seen there. Like one selection. I kind of thought that the guy looked like a douchebag, so I didn't really listen. But I remember seeing the URL at the bottom. That guy with glasses. Like, yeah, he is that guy with glasses.
Yeah, one of the web comics.
This is delicious.
I'm on the fence.
I love it.
Well, it's available at your local MGM potentially.
Cool. Yeah, I'll go ahead and throw a plug out there. Angry Orchard.
Sinful apple.
Delicious. Hmm. Got the cinnamon, got the apple. I kind of interrupted what you guys were talking about.
I was petering out.
Do you guys remember Pat, the wig lady?
Yeah.
I think she died.
What?
She just passed, yeah.
No.
Robert Knudsen, going to miss the lady with the smile and the scissors, one of a kind and already dearly missed, Patricia Burke.
Oh, my God, Pat. Man.
She was in the hospital, I think.
Oh.
Wow.
I was just talking to somebody about my Jesus wig.
Mm, that makes me sad.
I remember she yelled at me because I, like, took it off and was playing with it.
She used to do my hair when I totally didn't need somebody to do my hair. Like, how hard is it to put in a half ponytail? Not hard.
But she was. It'd be pretty hard for me.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, see, I think interesting crowd.
It's not hard.
I feel like my hand might get stuck up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, just remembering, just thinking back to, like Guys and Dolls, like getting my hair all slicked back.
When you got in trouble because you almost missed your cue?
When was that?
Didn't you get in trouble because you almost missed your cue? Because you and some girl were making out backstage? This is
I vaguely remember this.
For a long time.
I think that happened.
Because that was a concern of Knudsen's, because she was in the show, and you were a lead, and he didn't want you to be distracted.
Huh.
Was it like a
I never missed any cues.
Well, not...
But you were, like, maybe missing at an important part where we needed to know you were ready to go on stage.
Hmm.
To sing a song. Or read a line.
Maybe.
That's what I heard. I heard that you were MIA or about almost missing a cue because you were.
But it might have been like a micromanagement, like he wasn't, but he was.
I don't know where I heard that story.
That sounds like a nasty rumor to me.
I'm like 2 seconds away from Facebooking it to see what other people say.
Well, you could spin up the rumor mill if you want to, but...
Yeah, but I think I'm friends with Alyssa on Facebook, and I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah. I don't know.
That picture of Alyssa is still my favorite picture of Alyssa. Getting the shit shoved out her.
Yeah, that was priceless.
Mm-hmm. Perfect moment.
Anywho.
What do you think?
I think we're good.
Sounding good?
I think we're ready to move into the episode.
And sweet. Well,
once we get our refills and...
Yeah, I was going to say bathroom, beverage, etc. break. If anyone... I also have Dr. Pepper and Diet Pepsi.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
You don't need to whisper.
But I like to because I'm excited.
Wait, you're excited? So you whisper?
I have like a quiet excitement. Like I'm so excited. If I speak too loudly, the surprise will go away. No, I'm pretty loud generally all the time. I did not realize Dan was talking to us.
Where are we what?
Stop stuff and then save everything and then start a new file. Safety first. Because, I mean, we didn't really need to do it last time, but I'm... Just so that we either stay consistent or not.
Whichever is going to be most efficient for you when you're...
I'll say...
When you're editing.
You know what? I'll stop this now. Because this on its own... You know what? Yeah, let's stop it each time. Because that way I just already have everything sectioned out.